From the Crossbreed Holster Studios, this is Armed American Radio. Radio. Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed Americans for 8 years running. Now, from the safest studio in the nation and filling your prescription for freedom in hundreds of cities, here is Mark Walters.
Welcome to the Crossbreed Holster Studios, filling your prescription for freedom in hundreds of cities. Absolutely correct. Boy, this show has flown right by. Here's a couple of things. I can't say that. If you're watching the NFL and you were listening and you're catching this on podcast because you were watching an NFL game, pox on you. Find something better to do with your time. Trust me on this. Once you quit watching those losers, you'll wonder why you ever did it. You'll realize, man, I've got my weekend back. I'm sorry, but I really thoroughly enjoyed looking at the photographs today as when I was doing some research for the 3 hours of Armed American Radio throughout the day today of empty stadiums, half-empty stadiums. Miami, unbelievable. Cleveland, where it was virtually nobody in the stands at kickoff, it was wonderful. And they showed a few other stadiums, too, the same way, and it was great to see. People are fed up with this. They're fed up with this garbage. And, boy, I'll tell you, fun to watch. I'm enjoying it. As far as I'm concerned, turn them off. I did it. I cut a cord on those guys a year and a half ago, got rid of them last year. As soon as that Kaepernick clown started doing what he did, I went to DirecTV and had them give me back my money. And they did. They willfully gave me back my money, and I told them why. And millions have done it this year. So good for you. Now, if you're catching this on podcast because you were watching The Walking Dead, well, I'm going to give you a pass on that one, okay? Because as soon as this hour is over, I, too, am going to go to my DVR and watch the opening of Season 8 of The Walking Dead. So I'm not gonna hold that against you today. I will next week, but not now. I don't know. We'll see. I get it. I do enjoy that show. I watch very little TV outside of news, but I do watch that. Now, here's something I'm going to ask my guests in a second. I've got One American News Network paused. And little crawler, FBI chief concerned over number of uncrackable devices. My question is why? What are you concerned with? If you have a legitimate need to get into a device, you'll get a warrant and you'll get in that device. Otherwise, why are you concerned about the number of uncrackable devices? We'll go there in just a few minutes. Maybe we'll even put on a conspiracy hat because I happen to believe that if they want in, they're getting in. It's that simple. And don't believe for 2 seconds Apple has no way of getting into their own devices. They do. They absolutely do. I don't care what they tell you. But, you know, what do I know? I'm just that guy on Armed American Radio. I may be wrong. Maybe Apple doesn't know how to get into their own devices that they create. You believe that? I'll sell you the bridge over the River Kwai and tell you it's in Nebraska, okay? That's ridiculous. Email real quick. Mark, I was listening to Friday's podcast Saturday afternoon, and I heard you say that Washington, Oregon, and California don't care about what comes from the Ninth Circuit. Please remember that all three of these states do care. Just not in Seattle, Portland, L.A., or San Francisco. So many gun owners in all three of these states are being held hostage by the liberals in just a few cities. I deliver freight in the greater Portland area, and I deliver gun safes 2 to 4 times a week, every week, in a very blue part of Oregon. So please try not to paint with such a broad brush. Yours truly, Ken Darby. Ken, thank you for the email. I responded back to you, and I said, you know what? You're correct. I should have distinguished between the liberal dopes and those being held hostage. Thanks for sending the email, and I told him I would answer it on air, and I want to give that answer. What we were doing was we were talking about the Ninth Circus out there and the case from Alameda that we were talking about with Alan Gottlieb in hour one of this program, and that is the upholding of the zoning gun stores right out of business, essentially. Can't put them in the county because the county can now zone them any way they want, and there's nothing stopping. And I made a comment on the daytime show that California, Oregon, Washington, I mean, they're not concerned about this because they like that. I was speaking specifically of the politicians, and I didn't really clarify that. So good catch on that to those of you who might have thought, as Ken did, that, hey, man, get it right because there's a lot of us up here that are being held hostage by those very same dope liberals. He is correct. So, Ken, thanks for pointing that out. I do appreciate the opportunity to correct myself on that. All right, we're going to have one hell of an hour because we're going to get a little nostalgic here. We're going to have a good old-fashioned roundtable discussion. Now, we're missing George the Mad Ogre Hill. He was unable to join us today, but we're going to do this again with George. digging deep back in to the Armed American Radio memory banks and bringing the band back together. Pound sign, band back together. Let's start with Neil McCabe. Neil, how the heck are you?
Hey, fantastic, Mark. Very, very good to be with you. And I know we have to get into this hour, but I just want to say that Andrew Branco probably kept thousands of people out of jail tonight. That was mind-blowing, that last hour.
He's riveting. There's just not enough time with him ever, and you really can't. I mean, I could go through hypothetical situation with one right after the other with him, but
yeah.
There's just I could keep him for hours and hours and hours. He probably absolutely did. And it is riveting radio. I know he kept a lot of people glued to the radio dial. He's fabulous. And that book really, truly is. It's life-changing. If you carry a firearm, you had better think about these things. And I'm glad to know, Neil, that you felt the same way, because I'm sure there were many, many, many hundreds of thousands of people around the country tuned in right now that said or are feeling exactly as you and echo your sentiments. Neil, let's go over to our good friend David Codrey of the War on Guns. David, how the heck are you? It's a roundtable, baby.
Mark, you know, when NFL says take a knee, I say take a hike. And I have a Walking Dead question for you.
Go right ahead.
All right. Well, how come, you know, these guys have been through hell and they get to a new community and these guys say, okay, fine, you can come in, but you got to turn in your guns. And they do. What's going on with that?
Well, you know, there's more to it than that. They were taken by force by a very nasty band led by Negan. So it wasn't like they just willfully gave them up. They
no,
fought,
the community they were in before that, though, the one that was run by the woman mayor. What's the community?
Yeah. You know, you're going back. I'd have to go back and watch some of that. Yeah. That's a great question. Listeners, send me an email, mark@armedamericanradio.org. I apologize. My memory banks aren't going back to her, but I know what you're talking about, and that's just an excuse. Thanks a lot, Dave. Now I got to go back and watch another two seasons. Good heavens. Oh, and I'm just getting ready to get into the one today, too, but regardless. Hey, guys, let me start. Let's talk about the NFL for a minute, because all of this is tied to gun rights, believe it or not. It all ties in because it's the same ideology. And it's the same group. These people all belong to the same groups. Neil, let me start with you. Are you angry about what's happening at the National Football League? Tell me your thoughts on that.
You know what? It's a really funny thing for me, because this is the first weekend that I really just stopped caring about the NFL. The New England Patriots are playing tonight, and I couldn't tell you the score. I felt no compunction to watch the game, and I love my Patriots, but it doesn't relax me. I can't enjoy it, and I think the real point is that this is so obvious to every normal American that you stand and show respect for
right.
the flag and the national anthem. But look at the pressure that the owners and the coaches and the commissioner, and these guys are all saying, no, we support the players. And even as fans are screaming at them, the pressure to do the liberal progressive thing is so strong in this country with the establishment that you have, you know, basically people are willing to commit business suicide than offend the liberal media and the liberal establishment.
There's a reason for that, and it's fear. They're afraid of that little merry band of players that is essentially holding, really, truly holding the NFL hostage. I don't care anymore. It doesn't matter to me. I've got my weekends back, and for a lot of reasons, I couldn't care less about ever going back, not just because of that. They could stand tomorrow, and it's way too late for me. And you know what? It's going to be way too late for millions of other Americans. Now, David Codrey, let me switch to you. I love the roundtable. I love it. With the last remaining 30 or 40 seconds, I know you're not a football fan, a sports fan at all, but let's talk about the patriotism here and this un-American activity. Your thoughts real quick.
To me, it's a matter of hypocrisy, because it's not a First Amendment issue. All of us have First Amendment rights, but that doesn't mean that we can go against the will of our employers when we are representing our employers. So that is it. I think that Dale Earnhardt Jr. really stepped into it when he said it was, because he was part of the group that wanted to ban Confederate flags from NASCAR. So what happened to freedom of expression? And, you know, these guys, you know, the other thing you want to talk about is NFL doesn't recognize Second Amendment rights either. So all of a sudden, you know, we have a profound hypocrisy going on, and it's just not consistent.
Now, perfect timing. That's where we'll end it. You're absolutely correct about that. The progressive cesspool that has invaded the National Football League, oh, boy. You know, people are turning you off, guys. They're done. And we're going to continue to encourage them to do it as well. Turning you off. I know there's players that listen to this program. I've corresponded with them. I've also corresponded with baseball players and hockey players. Sorry, guys. You know, stand up. Make your voices heard. Talk to your owners. Too late for me, though. When we come back, David Kodrey and Neil McCabe, an old-fashioned roundtable. Going to be a blast.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and then he's the one who gets arrested. Thanks to our court system, this happens a lot. And that's exactly what can happen to you unless you're fully prepared. Here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to concealed carry and home defense confidence. It's called the 2017 Concealed Carry and Family Defense Guide, and it's from the U.S. Concealed Carry Association, and it's 100% free. You'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, the safest and most dangerous places to sit in a restaurant, how to safely own and store a gun, even if you have little kids, and a whole lot more. It's 164 pages and comes with a bonus audio version so you can listen in your car. I recorded it. This life-changing guide is 100% free, and for a limited time, you'll also get a bonus home defense checklist. Visit armedandresponsible.com right now for 100% free instant access. Once again, that's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of 4 guns. Just go to oneof4guns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Love Mike Gallagher. He is such a great guy. He's my go-to guy when I do listen to talk radio, which is very, very infrequently. Only when something major is breaking, like I want to hear somebody's opinion on the election the night before or some major type of story, maybe like Vegas or something like that. I'll tune to Mike Gallagher. He's wonderful. His perspective is great. The happy conservative warrior. I love him. He's wonderful. Check him out. Make sure to check him out. Also, if you want to hear some more radio, you can catch me on the Wednesday mornings. Wednesday mornings at 5:05 a.m. when I'm joining the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain Matt Bruce. You can catch me at 5:05 a.m. Eastern, 2:02 a.m. Pacific. Spend a half hour with the Captain talking about all kinds of stuff, not just guns. But we blow a lot of people's minds, and we venture all over to a lot of current events, and we have a great time on that and some good interaction with listeners. Also, Tuesdays, I'm on with Kurt Schilling every Tuesday, 9:20, generally speaking, 9:20 a.m. Eastern, 6:20 a.m. Pacific, on Breitbart's Whatever It Takes with my great friend, Major League Baseball great Kurt Schilling. He's outspoken, and we cut loose on that program, more so than we can on terrestrial radio, so it's an awful lot of fun. Head over to USCCAOnAir.com. The Gun of Day giveaway is the SIG P229 Combat Compact valued at $1,195. All you have to do is activate a USCCA membership. All the information is right there on the site for you. And remember, if you were listening to Hour 2, you heard Andrew Branca. He was amazing. You heard Neil talk about it when he joined us in this hour. When a good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals and he finds himself in court, well, I hope you are paying attention to that because it does happen a lot. That's why Andrew and many hundreds of attorneys, thousands of attorneys around the country have jobs defending people like you who find themselves on the wrong end of the law for simply defending their lives. Nobody needs to look any further than George Zimmerman, right? Exactly. And it can happen to you. You can take a journey to figure out how not to make it happen by picking up the 2017 Concealed Carry and Family Defense Guide from the USCCA. It's 100% free. You'll figure out how to detect attackers, how to survive mass shootings, safest and most dangerous places to sit, and a whole bunch more, okay? 164 pages, comes with a bonus audio version that I recorded for you. It's life-changing, it's 100% free, and for a limited time, you'll also get the bonus home defense checklist. ArmedandResponsible.com, right now for 100% free instant access, ArmedandResponsible.com. All right, Neil McKay, welcome back, brother. Great to have you here. Let's get some roundtable going. How about it?
Absolutely. Let's roll.
David Kodria, pleasure to have you here. I've got the One American News paused. During a break in the previous hour, I saw this. And it says, FBI chief concerned over number of uncrackable devices. And Neil, I'll start with you. I looked at that and I thought, why? Why is the FBI chief concerned about the number of uncrackable devices? In fact, he should be championing our privacy. Because here's why. If he needs to get into one of those devices, he can get a warrant and get into that device. If he can't get a warrant, then he doesn't need to worry about that device being uncrackable, period. Neil, am I wrong?
No, you're absolutely right. And it's, the Fourth Amendment is under assault every day, just like the First Amendment we hear about and just like the Second Amendment. It's, the FBI has many tools available to it, and they can certainly crack into whatever they need to crack into. But, I think the FBI should go back into the business of getting warrants because, there was a case of a New York Times reporter who was being charged with receiving classified information. And while he was on the stand at his trial, the federal prosecutors started reading from his emails that he didn't know they had accessed. And, so there it goes. It's a big, big problem.
Yeah, I saw that. David Kodry, I know this is right up your alley. Tell me what you think about that guy being concerned over the number of uncrackable devices. Go get a warrant and you'll get into the device. Otherwise, don't worry about it.
I think he's got a big butt, as in B-U-T. The last time I was on, we talked about Dianne Feinstein saying, I believe in the Second Amendment, but, and he may as well be saying, I believe in the Fourth Amendment, but. And then come up with the laundry list of excuses why he wants to get around it. It's a thought I have, when I listen to some of the commercials about, defending yourself when being arrested for it and what you say to the police. And the bottom line is one of the things that you have to say to the police if you choose to talk to a lawyer and they challenge that is, you take an oath to the Constitution And that Constitution is the supreme law of the land, and you are law enforcement, so enforce the supreme law of the land. Enforce the Bill of Rights.
Neil, this concerns me for a number of different reasons, and I'm not putting on the conspiracy theory hat. I'm not. But it seemed to me my instant reaction to that was, what? There's something wrong with that. There's something wrong with him being concerned about something that he, to me, it seems like I can't get in there. Therefore, hey, wait a minute. Sometimes it reeks. It stinks. That statement stinks, doesn't it?
Well, yeah. And you know, I want to pile on to what David was saying is, with commercials. I was thinking about, I think it's Chantix. There's this drug where you take it and they say, hey, do you want to quit smoking? Take this pill and you can quit smoking. And then for the next 45 seconds of the ad, they're reading disclaimers. Oh, by the way, you're going to have thoughts of delusion. You're going to be suicidal. You're going to have nightmares. You're going to be violent. It's like, hey, it was so many problems. You want to have a cigarette.
You know, hey, Neil, I got to tell you, guys are going to love it. I took Chantix, and it the dreams it worked for me. I smoked for 30 years, and I got off of them like that with Chantix. It worked for me. I haven't touched a cigarette in I couldn't tell you how many years. That stuff was just great, but I got to be honest with you. The dreams on that thing, it was like going to the movie in three dimensions. I mean, it was crazy.
Did you put on some Velvet Underground?
Oh, my gosh. It was, I mean, vivid. Sometimes they were great dreams, and other times they were nightmare. But, boy, they were realistic as the day is long. David, you're laughing, too, because you know exactly what he's talking about.
Yeah, and what it actually brings me back to, though, more seriously, is going back to January 2011. This is when Mike Vanderbo and I were really into uncovering things that we had no idea of that turned out to be Operation Fast and Furious. And we were talking to people, and we were trying to get people protection, and we were talking to people within the Senate and talking to people within the House and trying to get this. And had we thought that our phone conversations, and we were a little paranoid back then because we knew that we were really hanging out there, okay?
Right.
And to think that we're trying to get protection for people and that this is being listened into by people with a mind to retaliate. And again, we saw that throughout Fast and Furious, retaliation against Dodson, retaliation against other whistleblowers. And it's scary thinking that you can be trying to do the right thing and people with bad intent but a lot of authority are circumventing the Constitution and listening for the purpose of trying to do a gotcha.
Well, we found out that the Obama NSA was, in fact, doing that. It still is doing that. Let me tell you something, David. You do have an FBI file. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to tell you that right now. You do. In fact, I know this for a fact. I can't say how I know it for a fact, but I know for a fact that this program has been and probably still is being listened to in the bowels of the White House. I know it for a fact. So very, very interesting stuff. When we come back, we're going to continue the conversation with Neil McCabe and with David Codrey, and get provocative. We're going to go in a lot of different directions. So stick with us. You don't want to miss it. This is classic.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show, you know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
It's an organization that you need to be a member of. $150 gets you a lifetime membership to the Second Amendment Foundation, doing the work in the courtrooms across this country, and believe it or not, have impacted over 80%, okay, of the gun law in this country is coming out of the Second Amendment Foundation. This is huge. Huge stuff. And, you know, funding is down right now because Trump's in office. And boy, oh boy, this is the time funding should be up. Funding should be up right now. And gosh, now's not the time to lay down. Now's the time to move our agenda forward. This is a historic opportunity. Bernard Tessinari writes in, Mark, I'm at work. Unlike the NFL, prima donnas not making millions per hour. If I had season tickets, I would donate my ticket and $10 to the most unbathed, homeless street person I could find. Bernard, thanks for the email, Bernard. I appreciate it very much, and I don't disagree with you. Anthony Morano writes in, what's up in California? And it's a little bit too lengthy of an email to go into, but he starts talking about essentially he's grown up in California, and he loves it out there. I mean, as far as the beaches, the mountains, and having access to many things. But as he's gotten older, he says he's worried for his daughter, and she will have to deal with these crazy Dems that beat to a different drum, not only for their own agenda, but what is sad, it just doesn't make any common sense. And he says, how do we make these people go away? I'm not 100% comfortable donating to the NRA to fight these issues because they have to become a large corporate type business. He goes on to talk about that and talk about the fires. And he says one thing here that stood out to me. He says, most recent BS was the actions of people against Columbus Day. Here in California, many businesses support Cinco de Mayo, and there are some unions that have this as a paid holiday. We shouldn't be able as Americans to celebrate Cinco de Mayo if we can't honor Columbus Day. And he goes on. So you guys are engaging, and I really do appreciate it. And then I got an email here from Kyle Rambach. He loves the show and the 2017 audio guide. Thank you for that, Kyle. And he says, yeah, it's great for truck drivers like me. So he's been listening to that 164 armedandresponsible.com. You should too, by the way. And he says, been meaning to send a response from his representative in Buffalo, Niagara Falls. We're airing up in that area. And urging him to support national reciprocity. Brian Higgins is a Democrat who has said he supports the Second Amendment, but he's always been skeptical because he has a way of talking out both sides of his mouth right down the middle on guns. He included a copy of the email or a copy of the letter from Congressman Higgins, and it says essentially H.R. 38 would authorize those with a valid government-issued permit to possess or carry a concealed handgun in any state, creating a federal right of reciprocity. Here's the key. Listen to this. I believe in the Second Amendment right allowing law-abiding individuals to purchase, possess, and use firearms for legitimate purposes. Law-abiding adults should be free to own guns and protect their homes. This country has a strong tradition of gun ownership that has been handed down from generations. These rights must be respected. New Yorkers have enacted laws that in many cases are more protective of public safety and consumer rights than in other states with different traditions. I am skeptical of proposals to invoke the federal preemption of these state laws because the effect is to replace the judgment of New Yorkers with that of the people in states that are less cautious than we are. David, let me start with you on that response from a Democrat congressman in New York. He's got this all messed up.
Heard of this guy before, but I'll guarantee you if I put in 10 minutes tomorrow, I'll be able to find you a dozen instances where he's actually working against the Second Amendment. And this business of, well, you know, Obama said it, you know, what works in Chicago doesn't work in Cheyenne. First of all, that supposes that anything works in Chicago, doesn't it? Okay?
Right,
but,
right.
But you don't all of a sudden have the Bill of Rights portioned out differently in different states. You can't have the First Amendment infringed on in New York or in California, can you? And, you know, your first guy who contacted you about California, he's got it absolutely right. Unfortunately, California is now a sanctuary state. It is going to be demographically impossible to get the Republican majority that we used to have when Pete Wilson was governor and when Ronald Reagan was governor before that. And California used to be a Republican state. California is the way the rest of the nation is going to be going unless Mr. Trump gets some support from this Republican Congress to get control of our immigration practices, because we've talked about this many times before.
That's right.
On Armed American Radio. We're talking about 70% against the Second Amendment and for Democrats. Those numbers do not change after 20 years, and if it continues going the way we're going, we're going to not be able to have the majority we enjoy in Congress, and they're going to be able to appoint whoever they want to the federal courts to uphold whatever they want to pass.
And that's why this, Neil McCabe, is such a historic opportunity for us, because, as you know, Trump has a truly historic opportunity to remake the federal courts with over 138 open slots right now on the bench, and that number is going to increase. Neil, go ahead and kind of pick up from where David left off.
Well, I mean, I think that what's going to happen is the Republicans are going to have a very, very tough time in 2018. And, you know, it's really a question of whether they're going to follow my old boss, Bannon, and attack the establishment, or they're going to do the same old, and line themselves up for a defeat. I do want to focus people's attention on what's going on in Virginia with that governor's race, because you have Lieutenant Governor Ralph Northam, who's hostile to gun rights and the gun culture, despite his respect for the Second Amendment. And I guess he went hunting as a boy, right? They all went hunting as a boy. And he said he's going to bring back the old law in Virginia that said you could only buy one handgun a month. He's going to expand the background checks. He's going to go into the mental health banning, taking away people's constitutional rights because of their mental health. And which is a huge problem, and it's like we could just say that without going into it. And then you have a guy, Ed Gillespie, the Republican, who, you know, the Washington Post criticized him the other day in their editorial, saying that he's so pro-gun he won't be reasonable. But Ed Gillespie, the Republican, will not release his NRA questionnaire, even though, you know, the NRA is endorsing him, of course. But it makes you wonder if he believes in gun rights or not. And, you know, I can't understand these guys. You know, there's a great friend of mine, GOP operative, and he was a senior aide for a number of senators on Capitol Hill, Brian Darling. Brian always says, no Republican has ever lost because he was too pro-gun, but a ton of Republicans have lost because they weren't pro-gun enough. And I'm afraid we might see that with Gillespie, but he's damn close. There's a Monmouth University poll saying that Gillespie's ahead by a point. All the other polls say Northam has it. But there is a feeling that Gillespie is surging, and it makes you want to wonder. The last evidence that I'll point out to you that Gillespie could be surging is that Barack Obama was criticizing him 2 days ago. And so if that guy's coming out of his cave to go after Gillespie, then maybe there's something going on. I wish Gillespie would release his NRA questionnaire, and I wish he would stand up and tell the people that he supports gun rights, to restore the gun rights to where they were when this country was founded. And I will recall to you, Mark, we've talked about this before, and David knows it, is that the biggest rally Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan ever had in 2012 was a massive NRA rally in Virginia. And if they had kept the momentum up of that rally and the things that they were saying to that crowd, they would have beat Barack Obama.
I'm glad you brought up Virginia. I'm not going to make a prediction on that race, but I will say this with 100% certainty. If the gun vote in Virginia fed up enough with what they had to put up with America's sleaziest governor in Terry McAuliffe, if they step out to vote, Ed Gillespie will win that election. That much I will tell you. And I know Virginians are hungry to get past the sleaziest carpetbagger, America's sleaziest governor, Terry McAuliffe, that Clinton windbag. And if they step up, Virginians, if you step up to the plate and get out there and vote your gun rights, you will win the election. There's no doubt in my mind. And unfortunately, Northern Virginia and a couple pockets in Richmond and Norfolk are going to be the sway here. The rest of that state is going to vote bright red, but enough of them have to come out in rural Virginia to make that change. You vote your guns in Virginia, and you will rid yourself of that anti-gun nightmare that you've been putting up with. When we come back, we're going to continue the roundtable with David Cody and let him weigh in on Virginia. Back right after this.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
This is Armed American Radio. Now, back to the man defending your Second Amendment rights, Mark Walters.
Well, I cannot believe we are already at the final segment of this hour of Armed American Radio. This program has absolutely flown by, more so than it normally does. Each of these individual hours are no doubt the fastest hours in radio, and this stuff, this program today, with the stuff we've been talking about, has just gone right by. I was commenting during the break with Sean. Incredible. Boy, oh boy. Make sure you check out armedandresponsible.com, please. Armedandresponsible.com, and head over to usccaonair.com to get in on the Gun A Day giveaway, which today is a SIG P229. If you miss it, not a big deal. There's going to be a new gun up tomorrow. Just go and check out what it is. The little picture pops right up. Today's is valued at about $1,195. That's how much you're going to get to purchase that SIG P229. It's the Combat Compact. It's a great gun. And on top of that, you'll pick up peace of mind with that self-defense insurance, okay? It's all right there on the site for you. And armedandresponsible.com, the 2017 Concealed Carry and Family Defense Guide, is wonderful, 164 pages. I read an email from someone who sent in, was listening just a few minutes ago, who also has the guide and listens to the audio portion I did for you. So enjoy that. It's free, 100% free. Go get free stuff, especially life-saving information, okay? armedandresponsible.com. David Codrio, let's go to you. Virginia McAuliffe, sleazeball right out of the box. One of the worst, just the sleaziest governor in America. I've been calling him that since he's been in office. He's terrible, but he's history, and Virginia's got an opportunity to turn it around. You have any thoughts on Virginia? What do you think?
Hopefully. First of all, I call him McAuliffe, okay? But Lee Atwater was a former head of the RNC, and he said about gun owners, who else are they going to vote for? And I resent that, because that takes gun owners for granted, and that allows people like Gillespie to not tell us exactly where they stand on the Second Amendment. And I have great fears, Mark, more so than the Democrats, who are at least are honest enough to tell you that they hate you and they want to disarm you. I fear the enemy in the gate. I fear the Quisling, the guy who comes in saying he believes in the Second Amendment, but then proves that he does not. And I go back to a couple of years back when I was invited to speak in Virginia by the Virginia Citizens Defense League. Emily Miller was there that day, too. Dick Heller was there. And I don't know any other way to say this except if you're a Virginia gun owner and you are not a member of VCDL,
oh my gosh,
you are letting others carry your share of the load. That's it. As plainly as I can say it, you are letting others carry your share of the load. There were like 1,000 people the time that I went and spoke there, and the question that came through my mind was, why aren't there 50,000?
You know, that's a great point. Phil Van Cleve is a good personal friend of mine. I was able to see him at the Gun Rights Policy Conference in Dallas just about 3 weeks ago. Had great conversation with Phil. He's been on this program many times and was just on about 2 or 3 weeks ago prior to the GRPC also. Always good to hear from him. I'm going to reach out to him before the election. I want to bring him to both the Daily Show and the Monster Show to talk with us about what's happening. VCDL.org. This is the nation's preeminent gun rights grassroots organization. Every other organization in the country, if you're a member of it, is patterned in some way after what Phil Van Cleve and the VCDL has been doing in that state. They are incredibly effective for a number of different reasons. And David, thank you for mentioning that. Boy, if you're not joining, if you're not a member of VCDL, you are absolutely letting others carry that burden. And it is too important right now with the governorship of Virginia on the line. It's time to turn Virginia red again where it belongs. And if you look at the map of the counties in that state, the 99.9%, Neil McCabe, I know you'll agree with me on this, is red, with the exception of a pocket down in Norfolk, a pocket in Richmond, and the Northern Virginia area, which should be shifting as the government is now back in Republican hands. I don't know if that's the case or not, is it?
Well, I mean, there was some movement. Hillary won Virginia, but I think you can point to some internal problems in the Trump campaign that were specific to Virginia. The campaign manager was fired about a month before the election because he was leading a rally against the RNC in front of their building. So things got a little crazy. But I do want to point out that McAuliffe beat Ken Cuccinelli in 2013, 48-45. Nobody thought it was that close. That's 3 points. Everybody was saying, wow, if we knew it was that close, we would have given some money. We would have shown up. We would have held the sign. We would have made a phone call. A year later in that Senate race, Mark Warner was running against Gillespie, and Mark Warner in every poll was up double digits. And that was a 49-48 race. And then Gillespie loses by 1 point. The week before the election, Ed Gillespie was begging the National Party for money and help. He's telling them, I'm surging. I've got it. I've got momentum. Come help me. And they left him for dead. So my message to the people in Virginia and people who care about what's going on in Virginia is that the conservative Republican vote comes home at the end, and it will surge at the end. You just don't want it to fall short. So I just encourage people to jump in on that.
Yeah, that's a huge point. It has to be done. David, let me switch over to you again. I'm going to keep moving here in the roundtable because time. Oh, my gosh. You've written so many great things over at War on Guns. And that's where people can find you. You had a great piece up on Ammo Land the other day. Tell me, what's the most important piece of work you did all last week, do you think?
I think probably an interview with David T. Hardy, who has a new book out called I'm from the Government and I'm Here to Kill You. Okay, and right. Hardy is an author, an attorney, a documentary filmmaker. He's actually, I have to disclose, he's representing me in some FOIA actions against the government. So I have that little bit of disclosure to go through there. But I sent him some questions, and they weren't softball questions. And that appears on Ammo Land. And I'd encourage people to go read the interview because he goes through all these different things from the Tuskegee experiment where they were leaving black men untreated for syphilis to nuclear testing where they knew that what was going on, to Waco, to Ruby Ridge, to the militarization of police, and just a whole slew of things that shows how government has been able to kill American citizens with impunity and not be punished for it. And so there's nothing really to discourage them from continuing that practice. So I would say that that's probably the most important piece that I did last week.
Yeah, it's actually titled, listener, for your benefit, it is Author Explains How Government Avoids Accountability for Killing. I'm from the government, and I'm here to kill you. It's up on ammoland.com. It was originally went up, if I'm not mistaken, I think on the 19th, just a few days ago. But you also have some other stuff up there about bump stocks, Harvey Weinstein, that whole, you know, Hollywood blow up in your face joke. You know, they're being exposed day in and day out. Neil McCabe, we've got about both of you, about 40 seconds here. Neil, where can people find you? Big League Politics, where can they get your stuff?
BigLeaguePolitics.com, BigLeaguePolitics.com, BigLeaguePolitics.com. And I do want to say that when, you know, last year or earlier this year before, we were dealing with the no-fly list. The top general in Indonesia was blocked from boarding a plane because he's on the American no-fly list. And the ambassador to Indonesia and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Dunford, had to apologize. So it's just another example of this no-fly, no-buy law that Speaker Ryan wanted to put on us.
Neil, I got to stop you, brother. We're down to the last 30 seconds. BigLeaguePolitics.com, BigLeaguePolitics.com, BigLeaguePolitics.com. David Kodria, War on Guns, correct? You got about 10 seconds, real
war,
fast.
WarOnGuns.com will get you to Ammo Land, to Guns Magazine, and to Oath Keepers.
Thank you guys so much for joining me on the roundtable. Until tomorrow's Armed American Radio Daily Defense, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Never find yourself in a gun-free zone. I will see you on the radio tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.